next Let's Talk. I've titled this devotion, Hear, Understand, and Bear Fruit. I want to focus today on Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. This is from the parable of the sower. Matthew chapter 13, 1 to 3 says, "That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he said to them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed." From Matthew chapter 13, verse 23, "But the seed fell on good soil" refers to someone who hears the word of God and understands. It is the one who produces a crop, bears fruit, yields a hundredfold. Usually when we preach or teach this parable, we focus on the sower and the four soils and how the four soils relate to sharing the gospel. But I want to take a different line and pull three words out of this passage. They are hear, understand, and produce. This means hear the word of God, understand the word of God, and produce fruit up to a hundredfold. Again, Matthew 13, 23 says, "But the seed fell on good soil" refers to someone who hears the word, understands it, and the one who produces a crop, bears fruit, yields a hundredfold, 60-fold, or 30 times what was sown. Number one, hear the word. There is value in simply reading the word of God. I'm told that the Korean Christians have Bible reading events whereby a large crowd of people get together to read out loud the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I'm told that this usually takes 5 days so that the people can get more of the Bible in them. Lives that are changing begin with hearing the word of God. The Bible interprets itself, so to get the big picture of the Bible, you need to read through the Bible in a systematic way. Here's a few Bible examples of Bible reading. By New Testament times, Jews were reading the scriptures as a normal part of their weekly synagogue service. During one of them, Jesus himself began his public ministry after publicly reading the word of God. Finally, a fascinating blessing is found in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and takes to heart what is written, because the time is near." Some examples of the Bible where people read the scriptures. In Joshua chapter 8, it says Joshua read scriptures so that the people of God as they entered the promised land. 2 Kings, then King Josiah read scriptures publicly and started a revival. Nehemiah chapter 8, after the return from Babylonian exile, the priest Ezra read the Bible publicly for hours every day of the week, which also started a revival. If you're confused by what you read in the Bible, don't give up. Keep reading it and it will come together. The Bible interprets itself. Second, understand. We should go beyond reading the word. We should explain it so that people can understand what they're reading. Some biblical examples of teaching for understanding are the following. From Luke chapter 24, the two disciples were walking on the Emmaus Road and had an encounter with understanding scriptures. It says that, quote, "Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures," unquote. From Proverbs chapter 3, "Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding, for she is more profitable than gold and yields better returns than gold." Nehemiah chapter 8, "Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them." Mark chapter 4, "With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand." In our Bible studies, we need to shoot for understanding the passage under study. Sometimes it takes hard work for gaining understanding the scriptures, but it is worth the work and the rewards are many. Third, bear fruit, produce a crop. So far, we've only read the Bible and tried to understand the Bible. We have not affected our community, but enjoyed the Word of God as it explains for ourselves. But now we need to move on to the community so that others can learn to love God and follow Him. The Bible's goal is simply not to give knowledge, but instead to transform how we live. John 15, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." From Colossians chapter 1, "So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, because bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of the Lord." John 15, "By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples." We're all called to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. We're to take the things we have learned out in our community. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." We need to use what we have learned to penetrate our neighborhoods. Unfortunately, we do Bible studies on stop at what he wills in the location of the study and not the community. Conclusion. What about you? Are you letting your study of the Word of God take you out into the community to share Scripture? If not, you need to pray and then reach out to your neighbors. May God lead us to spread the Word which we have read, understood, and are now bearing fruit. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Word. Thank you for the power of your Word, Lord, to change lives. We pray that you'll help us as we seek to read your Word, understand it, and take it out into the community. In Jesus' name, amen.